Thanks very much. Let's just start with prayer. Dear Father in heaven, we come before you and we thank you, Father, for your love and your care for us. We thank you that you have given us a measure of faith. And Father, that faith can only grow as we exercise it and stretch it. Father, be with us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like you, if you've got your Bibles handy, to turn to Hebrews chapter 11. And I'm reading from the Berkeley translation. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, I'd like you to also bear in mind that the devil has an answer to faith. And the devil's answer to faith is fear. And the definition of fear is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen in the negative. But we're not going to talk about fear today. We're going to talk about faith. If you look down at verse 6, he who comes to God must first believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You know, without faith, it's impossible to please God. We think faith is something simple, but as we get older, we tend to intellectualize it. And we find that we don't seem to see the same responses that we saw in our younger years. I'm 57 years old. When I was 5, we were travelling across to Western Australia, and we pulled up in the car and caravan, and it was raining. And it was raining heavily. And I know Mum and Dad didn't know whether they'd get out of the car park in the morning. Anyway, I said to my Mum, "It'll be right. The sun will be shining tomorrow. Because I've prayed. And I've asked God to give us sunshine tomorrow." And my mother told me later that she woke up about 4 o'clock in the morning and the rain was absolutely pouring down. And at 7 o'clock in the morning, no rain, no clouds, sunshine. Now that was the faith of a child. I prayed. I believed. It was the substance of things hoped for. It was the evidence of things not even seen. But as we get older, we tend to try and work out how God does things. There was another time that God told me to take a tenth of my money in the till, in the business, every day and put it aside for him. So I did. And the next morning, the same amount of money was back in the till. And this went on for about 6 weeks. Every day, I took money out, a tenth of what had come in during the day. The next morning, that money was back in the till. Until one day I decided to work out how God was doing this, and I counted all the denominations of the coins and notes. and noted them down. And that night there was no increase, because I tried to work out what God was doing and how he was doing it. I moved from childlike faith to intellectual faith. Yes, I believe, but I'm going to work out how you're doing it, God. And so often as adults, we don't see the answers that we want to see, that we should see, because we don't have that simple faith that says, I believe. 14 years ago, I had a man come to me who was an elderly man with prostate cancer. He'd just been diagnosed. And he was a man of faith. In discussions with his wife and his doctor, he had decided that he was going to ask God to heal him and was not going to take any medication. The reason he came to me was to have me anoint him with oil and pray over him. So I anointed him with oil, and I prayed in simple faith, because this man had faith and I had faith. And God honored this man's faith. The cancer was healed without medication, without surgery. And he's still alive today. He is a man of faith. Now, it was nothing to do with me. I just did what he asked in agreement with the Word of God. And he was healed. Faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. He hoped for healing. He believed God for healing. And to him it was evidence, even before it was seen. And the evidence was his trust in God. Now my challenge to each of us today, and to myself also, is that we put away our intellectual faith. We put away our understanding, and we go back to that simple childlike faith where we say, God, you said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Let's pray. Father God, help us that our faith may become once again simple. Like Peter when he walked on the water and he looked and saw, hey, I fish in water. People don't walk on it. And Jesus reached down from his position on the water and pulled Peter back up. Father, let us just move in simple, childlike faith and trust you in every circumstance of our lives. God bless you.